The time is 8 o'clock. Here are this morning's headlines. The government has ordered a review of security procedures after a junior minister was jostled by protesters yesterday. The minister, Vincent Mortimer, was opening a new laboratory at BioGuard, a scientific research company near Kew Gardens in London. Mortimer was said to be shaken but unhurt. Protesters claim that BioGuard is conducting research into biological weapons. One man was arrested during the incident. A group of New Age travellers claim they were illegally evicted from a disused London Underground station last night. The group's leader, Eleanor Martin, says she intends to appeal to the authorities.
Nat! I was listening to that!
Relax, Josh. You're seeing Ellie later. She can tell you about it then.
So, where's our glorious leader? She was the one who suggested we meet at the flat so early.
I'm the one in the wheelchair. Why don't you go look for her?
No need, children. I'm here. Josh, could you take this?
What is it?
A present, judging by the ribbons and bow. I found it outside.
Someone sent you a rat in a glass cage as a present? Weird mate you got, SJ.
Who's it from? How do they know you lived here?
Josh?
Why is it always my fault?
Okay, let's find out. Conveniently, there is a letter stuck to it. Which won't come off.
Let me try. Got it.
Oh, my hero. So strong. Sadly, not silent.
What the hell?
Removing the note must have activated a hidden mechanism.
Sealing it up.
Oh, look! Gas! Oh. Shouldn't we evacuate the building?
No, as I said, the cage is sealed. We're safe.
Try telling that to the rat.
Oh. It's dead. But why?
I suspect the answer is in this letter.
SJ, you don't know what's inside.
If our benefactor wanted us dead, the cage wouldn't have been sealed. No. That was just a rather gruesome demonstration.
What does it say, Sarah?
Hang on. Dear Miss Smith, you have 24 hours to find the truth. Otherwise, all of London will suffer the same fate as your friend. From an old acquaintance. There's no signature, no address.
Truth? What truth?
It doesn't say!
Terrific. A dead rat and a cryptic message, and it's not even lunchtime.
Well, it's a test. It's a puzzle. Whoever sent this is playing a game. But why now? Why me?
Somebody with a grudge against you?
Well, that hardly narrows the field. I've made a few enemies.
Where do we start?
Good question. You two, review all the news bulletins for the past few days. Look for anything strange. Anything that might be relevant.
Could you be less specific?
Sarah, where are you going?
To phone a friend.
Good morning, Claudia Costa speaking.
Claudie, it's Sarah. Can you talk?
How are you? It's been too long.
That's a no, then. Someone else in your office?
That's right.
Can we meet? I need to see you, away from C-19.
Well, I'm very busy.
I wouldn't ask if it wasn't important.
Let's have lunch. Midday, usual place.
Thanks, you're a friend.
Bye! Now, Mr. Harris, you were telling me about this incident?
Josh, look at this.
What is it?
Remember that news item about the scuffle outside the private lab?
Yeah. Junior Minister jostled. So?
So? There's more to BioGuard than meets the eye. This was on the website of a scientific journal.
Local residents are concerned about lax security at BioGuard following a break-in last week.
I found a separate report on the break-in.
Security guard was badly beaten during a break-in at Bioguard.
Whoa, that sounds interesting.
Bioguard blames animal rights activists. Nothing was stolen, but a number of lab rats were released.
Oh, here we go again. Big business always blaming the people with a conscience when they're at fault.
You're missing the point, Josh. Escaped rats at a company testing bioweapons. What did we get delivered this morning?
Exactly, a white rat, seemingly killed by some sort of nerve gas.
Nat, keep digging. Josh, I want you...
to visit Bioguard and see what I can find.
We've made a possible connection. Let's see where it leads.
And here's your news update for this hour. Police are releasing the man involved in a scuffle with a junior minister. James Michael Carver, a former soldier and veterans' rights campaigner, will face no charges over the incident. A spokesperson said police were satisfied that Carver meant no harm. It was a peaceful protest that got out of hand.
Good night, sir. Thanks for your help.
What? Oh, yes. Yeah, right. Good night, then.
Mr. Carver? Mr. James Carver?
I've spent all night in a police cell. I don't want to talk to the news media.
I'm not with the press, Mr. Carver. I'm an old soldier, like you. My friends and I believe we can help.
Friends? What friends? Why should I trust you?
Your campaign, seeking compensation for British soldiers used as guinea pigs by government scientists. It's broken up your marriage, you've lost your job, your home.
Yeah, how do you know all this?
My friends have been watching you, Mr. Carver. We've been searching for the right man for a very special task. One that ensures your campaign will never be ignored again. Are you interested?
Maybe.
What if I could give you proof that soldiers were injected with unsafe vaccines, causing cancers and birth defects?
You've got proof?
Not yet. But with your help, we can get it. Will you help us?
Okay. Got nothing left to lose.
Sarah, what are you doing?
Trying to find this old acquaintance in my files. How about you?
I'm watching online footage of the protest outside Bioguard.
Oh.
The man who got arrested. Does he look familiar to you, too?
Let's see. That's James Carver. I interviewed him 2 years ago. Gosh, he's lost a lot of weight.
Nearly all his hair, too. Chemotherapy?
Maybe. Is he still in custody?
Released a few minutes ago, after we got your little present, sadly.
So I can cross him off my list of suspects, then.
What are you going to do with the cage and the rat? If that was nerve gas inside...
It has to be disposed of safely, yeah, that's why I was phoning a friend.
They get rid of rats?
Not exactly, but you can certainly smell one. Claudia's an analyst with C-19.
Good morning. My name's Joshua Townsend. I'm a reporter for Metropolitan Magazine. I have an appointment with your head of security, Mr...
Harris. Philip Harris. Pleased to meet you.
Thanks. I'm doing a follow-up piece on the private-public partnership announced yesterday.
Really? I thought you wanted the dirt on Bioguard. Oh. Mad scientists in suburbia, that sort of thing.
Metropolitan is a respected magazine, Mr. Harris. We do not publish hatchet jobs.
Spare me the sanctimony, Mr. Townsend. Well, shall we begin our tour?
Fine.
Just follow me. A Bioguard opened these buildings back in the...
Nat, I'll be back this afternoon. If anything happens, call me. Oh, now what?
Be careful, Sarah. Who else knows you live here?
Oh, hi, it's me.
She does, apparently.
Eleanor Martin, what are you doing here?
Hi, SJ. Hi, Nat. I'm meeting Josh for lunch. Is he here? Oh,
What's in the box?
Nothing. Look, got a rush. Nat will explain. See you later.
What was all that about?
Don't ask. What happened, Ellie? You look terrible.
Last night, I was staying at a squat in the abandoned tube station on Brompton Road.
That's near Harrods, right? On the Piccadilly line?
Yeah. Well, we were squatting in the ticket hall. Well away from the platform, perfectly safe. Then these private security thugs appear.
And you got bruised by a bruiser.
Yeah. We all got thrown out. Didn't even have time to collect our gear. So where's Josh?
Chasing a lead for Sarah while I'm stuck here in the flat doing the same on the net.
Nat on the net, eh? Yeah, well, Sarah seemed preoccupied before.
Something's worrying her, but she won't say what, as usual. She gets us to do her donkey work, but won't tell us what's going on. I'm sorry. I just get very frustrated.
Look, I've got to go. Tell Josh I'll meet him outside the Serpentine Gallery in Hyde Park at 3 this afternoon.
Will do. See you later.
Oh, why do you want to meet here, Claudie? A stroll along Pall Mall is hardly inconspicuous.
Exactly. If I'm going to meet a renegade like Sarah Jane Smith, it's better done in plain view. Shows I've got nothing to hide. So, what did you want to talk about?
This.
Dead rat. That's what comes of keeping your pets in sealed glass cages.
Not funny, Claudia. Cage was delivered to me this morning with the rat still alive. Some sort of mechanism was triggered, sealing the cage and then flooding it with nerve gas.
You're sure?
The rat was dead within seconds and it did not go quietly. You know something about this, don't you?
What else came with the package?
This.
Dear Miss Smith, you have 24 hours to find the truth. Otherwise, all of London will suffer the same fate as your friend. From an old acquaintance.
Well, can you help me?
Have you contacted the police about this?
Oh, yes, Claudia. That's why I'm standing here talking to you now. No. I'm hardly a credible witness these days, and most people think I'm a crackpot anyway.
Can I take the cage, get it analysed?
I was hoping you would. I've got no one else to turn to.
I could be jailed for what I'm about to tell you, Sarah. You're right. Something is up. London's intelligence community is on high alert. That's why Parliament was dissolved early and the Prime Minister has gone overseas.
Something spooked the spooks, hey? Like what?
A lot of theories are flying around. Personally, I think there's more to this BioGuard incident than anyone knows.
What? That minister being jostled by James Carver?
No, the break-in. Something went missing from BioGuard. It may be sarin gas pellets, a whole tray of them. Enough to kill the population of London if used correctly.
But who? Terrorists?
None of the usual suspects are currently active in the city. It must be somebody else, someone local. The fact they chose to involve you reinforces
that. Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Why involve me?
It's personal, that much is obvious. Someone is threatening to kill thousands, even millions, to get at you. But are they bluffing or serious?
Oh, too many questions, not enough answers.
I'll get the contents of this cage analysed and call you later. You mentioned a James Carver?
Ex-soldier. He was arrested outside by a guard yesterday.
I'll check him too.
Thanks, Claudie. I really appreciate it.
You be careful. Good friends are hard to replace.
Sarah, Nat, I'm back.
Hey, Josh. You missed Ellie. She dropped by earlier.
Did she say where she's going to be?
Outside the Serpentine Gallery in Hyde Park at 3 this afternoon.
Thanks. How's the web search going?
I'm finding out some scary statistics about nerve gas incidents. You remember that cult in Japan?
The one that released sarin in the subway?
Killed 11 people, injured nearly 6,000. Police called the culprits ultra-terrorists.
Well, at least that couldn't happen here.
Wanna bet? A recent report suggests more than 24 terrorist organisations have cells in London. Most are just a P.O. box address, but...
Some could get a little more active. Jeez.
May I suggest we keep the flat door locked from now on, Josh? For security. Remember that?
How'd the meeting go, Sarah?
Meeting?
I saw a friend from C-19 and gave her the cage to have analysed. We should get the results later. How about you?
I got the grand tour from BioGuard's head of security, Mr. Harris. Very creepy.
BioGuard are definitely involved with developing antidotes for bioweapons. If they had any samples stolen...
My friend was right. That letter is no bluff. Somebody has stolen enough sarin to murder most of London.
Come on, Josh, where are you? It's nearly 3:30. God, right, I'll give you one last chance. Oh, typical.
I still say we should go to the police, Sarah. Give them all the evidence we have. This is too big for us.
What evidence, Nat? She's given our only proof to the Ice Spy Brigade.
Josh, we don't have the resources to test for nerve gas. I had to give the rat to Claudia.
Maybe. But you should have checked with us first. I mean, one minute it's all paranoia and we must be secure. The next you're giving our only clue over to the bloody government. Typical you. It's always Sarah Jane knows best.
Yeah, well, who's being paranoid now?
Oh, you keep shutting us out, Sarah.
We have got 16 hours to stop this gas attack, and you two are too busy shouting at each other.
That's right. We've all been under a lot of strain. We need to work together.
How can we? If you trust some intelligence spook more than you trust us, you use people, Sarah. And I'm sick of being one of them.
That's not fair.
Josh, where are you going?
To find Ellie.
Josh!
Don't worry, he'll come back.
I'm not worried. You should be mighty grateful I'm not involving him more. Do you feel the same way?
There's some truth in what he said.
Okay. Fine.
Sarah, where are you going?
To get Josh back. We need to work together. Oh! You gave me a fright.
Miss Smith, I'm James Carver. You must help me.
Ellie? Ellie! She must have left already. Better call the flat. Oh, stupid. And it switched off. Thank God for texting. Gone to tube for gear. Tube? Of course. Good old Brompton Road. Maybe I can still catch you.
James, this is Nat. One of my
assistants.
Researchers. Nat, this is James Carver.
Have a seat.
I confess I'm a little intrigued as to how you found me, Mr. Carver. I'm not exactly in the phone book.
I followed you. Oh. Saw you in St. James Park and remembered you from that Planet 3 program. Thought you could help.
I see. So, how exactly can we help you?
Do you remember interviewing me, Sarah?
Well, of course. We were doing a show on unauthorized human guinea pigs, Porton Down and everything. You wanted compensation for British soldiers used to test vaccines against biological weapons.
Yes, that's right. Human experimentation without our permission.
You were arrested yesterday.
Hardly remember yesterday. I've been suffering blackouts. Memory loss.
Yeah. Aren't there specialists that you
should... Don't you think I've tried?
Sorry.
I'm dying. Nobody will take responsibility. I was willing to die for my country. What a joke. Instead, I got a slow death by poisoning. I want to show you something.
Well, what's that?
Sarin gas in a pellet. Would you just crush it between my fingers and we all die in less than a minute.
Where did you get it, James?
Imagine what I could do with a tray of pellets like this on the tube. At rush hour, tomorrow morning.
No. Now let's not be hasty, James.
Could I use your bathroom? I'm not feeling very well.
It's just through that door.
Thanks.
That's it. I'm calling the police.
No, you can't. I can talk him around. I know I can.
What, are you mad? Sarah, he's got a capsule, like the one with the rat. The rat that died.
painfully.
Nat, he is our only link to whoever is behind this. I can't afford to lose his confidence.
And I can't afford to take the risk that he's gone in there to release a nerve gas into your home.
Precisely. It's my home.
What? It's my life, our lives. Sarah, when did you start to lose your grip on reality? He's dangerous.
Well, this is the front of the old tube station. Oh, but the doors are locked. You must have got in somehow, Ellie. Round the side.
That's right, Sergeant. James Carver. He seems unstable. He's been making threats in our flat. In the next 5 minutes? That's great. We'll try and keep him calm until it arrives. Thanks.
Shouldn't have done that, Nat. You've just given my address to the police. And they can trace my mobile to this address now as well. You had no right.
Why not, Sarah? Just get another phone tomorrow. While Carver's irrational, it's safer for everyone if he's locked up.
James is a decent man. Somebody else is using him. We could have found out who.
You called the police while I was in the bathroom, didn't you?
No.
Don't lie to me! I'm sick of people lying to me. I just want the truth.
James, please, calm down. What you said about releasing nerve gas during the rush hour tomorrow, you didn't mean it, did you?
I don't know.
Your life can still mean something, but terrorism isn't the way to achieve it. Killing innocent people will make you a monster, not a martyr.
Hello? Oh. Who's calling? It's Claudia for you, Sarah.
Who's Claudia?
It's just a friend. I'll get rid of her. Claudia, it's Sarah.
I've just got the test results back. It was definitely sarin gas that killed your rat. I've also got the psychiatric report on James Carver. It makes terrifying reading.
Who is that?
Sorry, Claudia. I'm busy with a visitor.
Is it Carver? Just say that's nice if it is.
I said, who is that?
That's nice.
Be very careful, Sarah. He's highly unstable due to an inoperable brain tumour. It makes him susceptible to suggestion and very aggressive.
Well, I must be going.
Give me that phone.
No, wait.
Who is this?
My name is Claudia Costa. I'm a friend of Sarah.
You were the other woman in the park, yes? You're lying. I'll kill it all unless you tell me the truth.
I'm an analyst for C-19. Mr. Carver, listen to me. My number here is Westminster 4416. Call me any time, as we need to talk to you about...
Then tell your bosses this. I will release sarin gas on the underground during rush hour tomorrow. Unless I get a public meeting with the Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister's out of the country.
Shut up! Broadcast your answer on the 6 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Or else...
I'm not sure I can. Hello? Hello? Sarah?
Stupid woman.
James, why don't you give me the gas pellet?
I can't do that. I need it for... You called the police, didn't you? You're going to pay for that.
Found your bag on the stairs. Some light would be good. Nice place you got here, Ellie. We better nick the most of the tube stations that are still open.
Help!
Ellie! That you? You're on the platform. I'm coming down.
Help!
Ellie! Is that you?
I should kill you both for calling the police.
James, don't do this. I know you're confused, but remember who you are. A good man. Somebody who wants to help others.
That man is dead. I'm just the husk of what's left. Remember me as I was.
He's gone.
Thank you for calling the police, Nat. I've lost my only chance now to reason with him.
I was trying to save our lives.
Well, try looking at the bigger picture, Nat. There's a lot more at stake here than just you and me. This is about saving everyone in London. That'll be the police. I don't want them clomping around in here. You can explain what happened.
Fine. What are you going to do?
I'm going out on the fire escape. Give me the mobile. I want to talk to Claudia. Make sure she's taking this threat seriously.
Doing in there?
I came back to collect my gear. I was just picking up my bag when I don't know. I must have blacked out. When I came to, I was stuck inside this.
We had a rat delivered this morning. It came in something just like this. Smaller, obviously. I'm surprised they haven't given you straw and a big wheel to run round on.
What are you saying? This isn't funny.
Not if you get the same treatment as Mr. Rat, no. Look, I'm going to try and get you out. There must be an opening on the glass. They must have put you inside somehow.
I've searched, but I can't find it. Josh! Josh, behind you!
What?
Behind you!
You? What are you doing here?
Right. The police are here now. Claudia, he showed me a gas pellet, just like the one that killed the rat.
Then Carver's definitely involved, Sarah. But do you think someone else is pulling his strings?
Oh, yes. He was still in police custody when the cage was delivered. Carver is being used by somebody.
People with a grudge against you?
So it seems. Have you told your bosses?
They think someone else is responsible for the nerve gas theft. Maybe it was an inside job. I've got some more soundings to take here. Meet me at my flat in Pimlico at midnight, okay?
Okay. I'll see you then.
I'm sorry about the mix-up. It won't happen again, officers. Bye.
Have they gone? Well?
I told them it was a prank gone wrong.
As if my reputation wasn't bad enough. Don't think I've eaten all day. I'm going to get some food. Do you want some?
Yeah, all right. Vegetarian, low main, double portion.
Right. What are you going to do?
More research, I suppose. We need to know what will happen if Carver carries out his threat.
Oh, yeah. Claudia said the theft could be an inside job.
Time I delved a little deeper into BioGuard.
Nat? Look, I know I get a bit prickly, but I have to be careful. We all do, so... Sorry. When Josh calls in, you tell him I'm sorry too, okay?
Josh, wake up!
Where am I?
Trapped inside a glass cage on the platform of an abandoned tube station in London. Where else?
What happened?
You were trying to free me from inside said glass cage when he shot you.
Who shot me?
Him!
Welcome back, Mr. Townsend. Or can I just call you Josh?
Harris, what are you doing here? Why did you shoot me?
Just a tranquilizer dart.
You know this creep?
He's the head of security at BioGuard.
He was here yesterday helping kick us out!
Correct. Recognize this.
That's one of the missing nerve gas pellets. There was no break. You faked it all so you could steal the sarin.
What are you on about, Josh?
Oh, hush, my dear. You're just bait for this trap. Now, your friend is starting to figure things out.
But why the warning? The rat in the cage.
The people I work for have a score to settle with Ms. Smith. They're playing a game with her. Humiliation, betrayal, and then murder. The latter is my favorite, by the way. Now, if I put this nerve gas pellet into this small chamber on top of your cell, well, can you guess the rest?
I saw the rat, Harris.
Of course you did. So, Miss... If you smash the glass or try escaping, the pellet breaks and your cage will be flooded with sarin.
We'd be dead in less than a minute.
You bastard!
Such language. Well, have a good night's rest. Oh, and just try not to move about too much.
Don't just leave us here!
Harris!
Harris!
What time is it, Sarah?
Oh, gone 11. Still no word from Josh, no reply from his mobile. Where is he, Nat?
He'll be back. Have a look at this.
Bioweapons testing on the tube? I've never heard about this.
The government released the files quietly during the 1990s. The first tests took place in 1963.
Scientists dropped a light bulb filled with an inert bacteria out of the window of a Northern Line train near Tooting.
Within days, the bacteria was found 10 miles north at Camden Town. All the trains and tunnels were heavily contaminated inside and out.
New tests using faster-spreading bugs were ordered, more closely replicating the movement of nerve gases and other bioweapons. That's all it says.
Those test results have never been made public. The government was worried about a panic.
I'm not surprised.
I managed to hack some of BioGuard's systems.
Tharin? Anthrax? What are they cooking up there?
Some pretty scary stuff. Makes official tests in Porton Down look like a jam spillage at a picnic.
Oh, this work is being done here in London? How?
Trains loaded with nuclear waste go through South London most nights. Frankly, research being done in labs is a lot safer than the rail system.
Unless someone breaks in and steals the samples. Nat, go home. Get some sleep. You're exhausted. Is your mini here, or do you want me to get you a cab?
Oh, no, it's all right. I'm close to cracking a BioGuard staff database. If that break-in wasn't a break-in...
We need to know who we're dealing with.
Where are you going?
I'm meeting Claudia at her flat in Pimlico. Hopefully, she'll have some news about Carver. If you're sure you're okay, I'll see you later. Is it right if I take the mobile?
Yeah, I don't need it. And I've got mine in the car anyway. Have fun. Bye.
Harris, it's James Carver.
Where are you?
In a public phone box by South Kensington Tube Station. I'm not sure I can go through with this.
But you must, Carver. Remember what you've lost. Do you want it all to have been for nothing?
No. No.
Then meet me when and where we agreed.
Lowestoft Gardens, 217, 219. Okay, flat 5. What's that? Ow! What? Hey, you! You need to help me fly! God! Oh, ow! Claudia? Claude? Door's open. Are you there? Oh, dear. No! Sarah? God, hold on, Claudia. Hold on. You hear that? Help is on its way. Oh, dearest. I saw someone run off.
Get out, Sarah. It's a trap.
What's going on? Hells, bells.
My friend. I think she's dying.
Get that ambulance crew in here. No pulse. We're too late.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Could you step away from the body, please, Miss...
Smith. Sarah Jane Smith.
D.R. Morrison, you'll have to accompany me to the station, Miss Smith, to answer some questions.
Of course. I can give you a full statement.
You misunderstand. We got a phone call saying you killed this young woman. We're taking you in on suspicion of murder.
What time is it, Ellie?
on five. Soon be dawn.
Oh, I'm going to try my mobile again.
Why bother, Josh? We're on a deserted tube platform. You won't get a signal down here.
I've got to try. Oh, no signal, nothing. Oh, stuck here like...
rats in a cage?
Oh, don't. I've seen what nerve gas can do.
Harry said I was bait for a trap. What trap?
Oh, to lure me here. My pawn's in a larger game. It's Sarah he's after. I'm more worried about Nat.
Why? We're the ones in the death trap.
It's what Harris said. Humiliation, betrayal, murder. I'm just wondering who gets murdered.
I didn't murder anybody. We've been over this a dozen times.
Miss Smith, you're being held at this police station on suspicion of murder. That's all. Other officers are out gathering evidence, and if that backs up your story, you'll be released.
Claudia Costa was my friend, Detective Inspector. Why would I murder her?
That's what I've been trying to find out for the past 5.5 hours.
I've told you. Claudia worked as an analyst for C-19. We've known each other for years. We were collaborating on an investigation.
Into what?
I tell you, you won't believe me.
Try me.
There's a man out there called James Carver. He's carrying enough sarin gas to poison all of London. Until he receives word his demands are being met, he will release that gas in the underground at rush hour.
Really?
Claudia was trying to convince the authorities about the truth of this. She was killed to stop her talking. Don't you understand?
I've heard some stories in my time, Miss Smith, but yours takes the biscuit.
I told you you wouldn't believe me!
Yesterday, you phoned the police asking them to remove a man threatening to release nerve gas. When our officers arrived, your assistant said it was all a hoax.
No, I know he was there. He ran off.
Ever heard the story of the boy who cried wolf?
I am not imagining this. It's real. As you'll see when they start pulling corpses from tube stations.
Interview suspended, 0543, when DC Johnson entered the room. Wait here, Miss Smith. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Naughty, naughty, Natalie. Mustn't fall asleep in your wheelchair, or else your back will get... stiff. Ugh, too bloody late. Sarah? Josh? Ugh, typical night owls. Oh, at last. Sarah, is that you? Where have you been?
Your friends have been unavoidably detained, Natalie.
Who the hell are you? Where did you get those keys? They belong to Josh.
I think you've just answered your own question. My name is Harris. Perhaps you've heard of me.
Get out of here, or else I'll call the police.
Oh, I don't see a phone. Bad luck. Very bad luck, in fact.
Sorry to catch you waiting, Miss Smith.
Oh, well. What was all that about, Detective Inspector?
It seems you are telling us the truth. Well, at least some of it. Neighbours have confirmed hearing shots and then seeing you arrive afterwards.
And the rest of my story?
You're to be released. And I'd advise you to keep the rest of your story to yourself, unless you wish to be sectioned under mental health provision.
Hello, this is the office of Claudia Costa.
This is James Carver.
No one can take your call at the moment, but please leave a message and someone will get back to you.
This is James Carver. I listened to the 6 o'clock news, but there wasn't anything about my demands. I guess you didn't take me seriously. Well, you will take me seriously after today. I'm going through with it. The consequences are on your head. Yours and Miss Smith's. I hope you can live with yourselves after what's going to happen. I know I can't. Goodbye.
What the hell do you want?
What time is it?
Dunno.
I imagine there's a clock on your computer. What does it say?
6:15. You're up and about early.
Right about now, poor James Carver will be celebrating his moment of glory. He's very unstable. I'll be pleasantly surprised if he'll go through with it. Nice computer, by the way. There. No more internet access for you. bad habit, you know, nosing around. We've had our eye on you. Poor Miss Smith keeps thinking if she and her little willing squad of soldiers keep on the move, they're safe. Obviously wrong. We always know exactly where you are.
Why are you doing this?
Revenge. Well, for my employers.
And who are they?
Now, that would be telling. Me, I just like doing the dirty work.
I can see you're enjoying this.
I mix business with pleasure. Walk.
What?
You heard me. Get out of that chair and walk.
Duh, it's a wheelchair. It's not for show.
Well, it's the only way you're getting out of this flat alive. Why don't I get you started?
What are you doing? Let go of my wheelchair!
Come on, Natalie, on your feet.
No, don't!
Dear, oh dear. Well, you won't be needing the wheelchair anymore. I think I'll take it with me.
Where are you going?
Oh, don't worry. I'll be right back.
Come back here, you bastard!
Josh, look, there's a man on the platform.
He isn't Harris either.
Hey, you! Over here!
Why are you in there?
Well, we haven't got time to explain. There's a capsule on top of the box. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Take it off, please!
Why?
Please, just do it. I'll explain everything. We've just got to get out of here.
Okay. What now?
There's a release mechanism on the side of the glass. Push it in. Oh, at last.
Thanks. Oh, thanks a lot. My name's Josh. This is Ellie.
I'm James Carver. What's going on here?
There's no time to explain. Ellie, I know it goes against the grain, but you have to go to the police for help.
Tell them everything that's happened.
Okay. Aren't you coming?
No. I want a piece of our captor. Now go!
You said your name's James Carver? Mm? The soldier who got arrested the other day?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what are you doing here?
Well,
it doesn't matter. I'm just glad you showed up when you did. There's a madman called Harris. Wants to kill people with nerve gas. He could be back here at any time.
No. He won't be coming back.
Why not?
Because I've got all the sarin pellets on me.
Literally, I see.
Oh, what's this, Natalie? Still sobbing on the floor?
Don't mock me, Harris!
You're hardly in a position to give orders, my dear. I've got a little surprise for you here. A bomb. It's got a tamper-proof mercury switch, very touchy, so I wouldn't try defusing it.
Why are you doing this?
My employers want Sarah Jane Smith to suffer. They couldn't care less about her pet cripple.
I won't be your victim. I'd rather die first.
Well, now's your chance. How long do you think it would take you to get out of this building?
I'll get out of here even if I have to crawl out.
I'll give you, say, 30 minutes. Mustache. Oh, and, have a nice day.
I won't be your victim. I won't be your victim.
Well, Detective Inspector Morrison, thank you for wasting the last 7 hours.
You really believe this nerve gas attack is going to happen, don't you, Miss Smith?
Not if I can help it. Bye. Hello, Nat? Josh, is that you?
No, Miss Smith. My name is Harris.
The head of security at BioGuard?
Consider that my part-time job.
Oh, the bells. How did you get this number?
It's my job to have your number, Miss Smith, and your addresses, and your entire contacts book. I can even tell you the contents of your diary, the various pseudonymous bank accounts you have, both as Marie Samuels and Lila Quest. There's nothing I don't know about you and your attempts to hide. No matter how often you and your cohorts move address, I've been shadowing you for longer than you can imagine. You see, my very, very generous employers have a score to settle with you. How was your brief spell in the cells?
You killed Claudia.
Let's just describe it as taking one of the poor game.
A game?
Revenge, Miss Smith. My employers have been watching you and yours for some time, putting the pieces in place. Now it's time for...
Who are you working for?
Interrupt me again, Miss Smith, and the consequences shall be ruinous. That's better. I have a conundrum for you to solve. But to do that, you'll have to sacrifice a piece.
What is it?
There is a bomb, counting down to detonation at your flat. Your researcher, Natalie, is trapped in the building. You can save her if you want.
Of course I want to save her.
Or you can save thousands of people. Right now, Carver is preparing to release nerve gas into the underground system at the old Brompton Road station. There's a hidden entrance round the side. Your other assistant, Josh, is trapped on the platform there, by the way.
Josh!
So, it's a simple choice, really. Save the cripple or save the city.
Of course,
there's no guarantee Carver will go through with it. He is very unstable. But are you willing to take that risk?
I'm outside a police station now. What's to stop me
going inside and reporting this? Do you think they'll believe you? Besides, you're being watched. Ask anyone for help, and I detonate the bomb in your flat immediately.
I can't. How can I choose? I can't. It's impossible.
Decide quickly. Time is running out. Oh, Miss Smith, I'd start running if I was you.
Mr. Carver, you don't want to do this. You don't want to kill thousands of innocent people, do you?
How do you know what I want?
You seem like a good man, someone fighting to right a wrong. This isn't the way.
Who knew these old abandoned tube stations were still standing? I always wondered why there was such a long gap between South Kensington and Knightsbridge.
Mr. Carver, James, please, you've got to concentrate. Listen to what I'm saying.
I have listened. I've listened to politicians' lies, official denials. I've listened to doctors telling me my condition was degenerative and fatal. I've listened till I can listen no more.
It's the start of the rush hour. We're not going to make it to the flat in time. Tube station. Come on, Nat. Answer the phone. At last, Nat, it's Sarah.
Hiya, this is Nat. Can't get to the phone at the moment, so leave me a message. Ta.
Nat, it's Sarah. There's a bomb in the flat. Get out of the building, Nat. There's a bomb in the flat. Get out of the building. The phone's in her car. Only a few minutes left before the bomb explodes. Gotta keep going. Gotta keep going. I won't be your victim. I won't be your victim.
I'm sorry, Josh, but I can't let you stop me.
What the hell are you gonna do, Carver?
Throw these nerve gas pellets in front of the next tube train. Then it will all be over.
James! Don't, Sarah!
What are you doing here?
SJ, he's got the sarin strapped to his chest.
James, you're being used. Harris, he doesn't care about your cause. He's using you to get at me.
Why?
He's working for somebody else. He killed Claudia. Hmm? He's trying to kill Natalie. My friend in the wheelchair, remember her? How many more people have to be hurt, James?
Don't listen to her, Carver. She's trying to trick you.
James, I'm telling you the truth.
Harris, where are you?
I'm watching you on closed circuit TV. I can hear everything. There's a train coming in the next minute, Carver. Now's your chance.
I won't be a victim. I won't be a victim.
James, please, don't do this. Don't release the nerve gas. You were responsible for the murder of thousands, maybe millions. Is that how you want to be remembered?
Do it, Carver. Avenge yourself.
I...
That's right, Carver. Walk to the edge of the platform. Now throw the pellets in front of the train.
Don't, James! Don't!
I won't be your victim. I won't. I won't.
I can't. I can't do it. Miss Smith, take the nerve gas. Keep it safe.
I will.
Carver, no!
Goodbye. Forgive me.
I won't! I won't!
Time is midday. Here are the news headlines. In an embarrassing U-turn for the government, it was revealed that scientific research company BioGuard has been struck off the public-private partnership scheme following breaches of internal security involving samples of biological weapons. All the samples have now been safely accounted for. BioGuard's head of security, Philip Harris, is being sought by police after failing to report for work today. London Underground is reviewing security measures after a man broke into a closed station and threw himself under a Piccadilly line train. And now the sports headlines.
So, how did you get out, Nat?
I crawled out, Josh, pulling myself along with just my arms. How the hell do you think I got out?
No wonder your hands are almost raw.
I was lucky Harris left my wheelchair outside. Guess he didn't expect me to get that far.
There's Sarah. Are you sure about this, Nat?
Let's just get it over with. Josh? Nat?
The spooks from C-19 finished debriefing you?
Finally. They'll be watching us from now on. No sign of Harris or his mysterious employers. They're still out there, waiting for another chance.
Not much left of the flat.
No. Must have been quite an explosion. Nat, I tried to warn you, but...
But my phone was in the car, I know. Look, I'm sorry, Sarah, but I can't get past the fact that you left me to die.
Look, I had no choice.
I know you did it for the right reasons, but you still left me to die. I find that hard to accept. Harris treated me like dirt. I'm worth more than that. At least I thought I was, to you.
Natalie, listen, please. Listen. A few years ago, yes, I would have come for you. No question. Every fibre of me would have screamed, save a friend, let other people save the world. But that time's gone. And I've begun to realise that the world savers, well, they've gone. And in that way, I've moved up a rung. I'm sorry. Much as I love my friends, I had to see the bigger picture this time.
Sorry, I'm sure you're right, but right now I feel insignificant. I want out.
Nat, come on. Sarah didn't have a choice.
You're not quitting.
Call it a sabbatical. I'll see you.
Look, Sarah, I'll talk to her. Try and sort this out, yeah? But it might be best to give her some space.
Josh, you understand, don't you? You understand the choice I had to make?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think so. But I understand her anger too. She's scared, SJ. You, You're used to this crap, getting shot at. Big monsters or big business trying to hunt you down. Nat's got guts, you know, but now and then you might remember we don't all have your experience. We haven't learned to accept the impossible 6 times before breakfast, you know.
So, Harris has succeeded. He's driven Carver to suicide, and now he's driven us all apart.
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, except to find Ellie Martin and check she's okay. But I think we need to leave Nat alone for a while.
Tell you what, I'll let her find you a new home. That'll give her something to do when she's ready. Meantime, you and me, let's get away for a bit, yeah?
You know, Josh, I've endangered too many people. Whatever comes next, maybe it's better I face it on my own.
Yeah, when we started all this, we said we were a team, right? Let's keep it that way. Whoever is out there after you, well, they got to go through me first, all right?
Come.
You wanted to see me.
Mr. Harris, that didn't go quite to plan. I have spent a great deal of time setting you up at BioGuard, and you, I believe the common vernacular is, blew it. The blackmail threat failed, the authorities have their sarin back, and we have to think up something else. One might say I'm back to square one.
I did get her place blown up. A lot of her research notes and whatnot all gone.
Yes, there is that.
Look, Hilda.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. There's still the Asian project.
Yes. I think it would be a good idea to activate that. All right, Harris. You know what to do.
Yes, I'll get right to it. Goodbye, Miss Winters.
And this time, Sarah Jane Smith, you'll be finished for good.
Hi, Tony Blackburn here, coming soon from Big Finish, Doctor Who, The Rapture.
Winds of the darkness. Winds of night.
Are you really an angel?
Ibiza is a very mystical land. It is not the first time that angels have visited these islands.
You called me Ace. I don't call myself that anymore. Who are you? What do you want?
I fear the world has gone mad. The children who come here are out of control.
I can see things! Monsters and demons!
Hello! I'm the Sandman.
The Sandman! He's coming for me!
I'm going to eat your soul!
No! No, stop this!
I, Gabriel, angel of music, I'm gonna give you eternal salvation!
Spread the truth and love of the Lord and play those kicking tunes!
Amazing!
This club is totally amazing!
Dance, McShane! Dance!
Yeah!
That girl with Brian, it's her!
You've got a picture of me!
The rapture cannot be interrupted.
And
I can't stop dancing!
There's something wrong! Something strange! Have you spiked my drink?
And this one's gonna completely...
Oh, yeah!
I thought I was God.
I know who I am.
Dorothy! Your whole life's been a lie!
Angels are never what they seem.
How was your Friday night? Mine was completely and utterly mad.